Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We will get into all of the preseason football, but first of all, Perloff is back. Yay!
Hey.
Welcome back. Back from ACC country. Beautiful Stanford, Palo Alto. We're so happy to have you back. Yeah. How was your vacay?
It was amazing. Yeah. I basically didn't think about ACC football, but I did go to the pool where Katie Ledecky swam at Stanford with my kids and watched in awe at a blank pool.
Just touched the water a little bit.
We walked in and we were like, wow, this is where Katie Ledecky trained. And this is where the building next door, where they're trying to figure out how to stop Clemson's defense.
Wow. Good luck with all that. Stopping Ledecky, stopping Clemson. It's going to be tough. Okay. We'll get more into your vacation. You have a major etiquette thing that happened that we have to get into, and we'll do it fast. But before we get to preseason football, there was a big, big, huge, huge, huge sports moment over the weekend when it comes to the Olympics, and it has to do with men's basketball, and it has to do with Steph Curry. And Steph Curry was the difference between the U.S. winning gold and the U.S. winning silver. He was on one of those Steph Curry cannot be stopped moments, Pearl. And to say that it was his greatest moment is the truth. And that's not a knock on Steph Curry, by the way, because of all the superstars who were on that team, they were sitting around watching him go to work.
I can't believe you're saying career-wise this was his greatest moment, or you could argue it is his greatest moment. Well, this is the Olympics. They were beating a France team that had a bunch of half-G-leaguers and Victor Wembanyama.
But France put a scare into them.
They did.
And that game was tight. And here's the thing, right? I think at that point, it doesn't become about who the competition is. At that point, it's the U.S. almost versus themselves. There is more pressure, and because there's more embarrassment in losing the gold medal than there is losing an NBA Finals. And that's just the truth.
Yep.
It's not embarrassing. If the Warriors had actually lost that finals to the Boston Celtics, no one would have said, oh my gosh, they can't show their faces around town. They would have said, all right, they lost a 7-game series. The embarrassment that comes with this team losing a gold medal is greater than anything that happens in the NBA. And so for that reason, for Curry to rise above and to take on that pressure while Kevin Durant and LeBron are watching him work, I think this is one of one for Curry. This is a one of one moment.
Well, it is pretty cool that KD and LeBron were there. I will admit that. The history of it, I'm not discounting all that, but this is going to be an anti-Olympic take. It's the Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, winning an NBA title is so much harder. One thing about Curry, I know he had a big, big finals game in 2015, but a lot of times the Warriors didn't need these last second heroics from Curry. So maybe he didn't get that signature moment because during their 4 title runs, they were just way out ahead of everybody.
Well, they needed him against Boston. They definitely needed him in game 6 against Boston. No doubt about that. But
I mean, they had Boston in that series. It wasn't like this. They lost games 1 and 3, but they had them where they figured them out. Anyway, this was an incredible moment. But just France, by the way, they did the one thing you cannot do, and I say this all the time, you cannot let a big man go out on Steph Curry. Because Curry, this didn't surprise me that Curry hit these shots. When he sees a slow 6'8 guy get on him, he's like, I'm going to toast you from outside. And that's exactly what he did. So I just think that you got to put everything into perspective. What he did, was it really that incredible to beat France? I'm sorry. This was a good French team. I understand how the game was close, but I just can't put this in all-time accomplishment because winning an NBA title is so much harder.
Okay, but here's the thing. When this got into the medal round, so we're no longer in the group stage where you can lose and you can still move on. We're talking about single elimination moments. Steph Curry hit 9 threes against Serbia and he hit 8 threes against France. That is, by the way, let's talk about Serbia. Because we talked about Durant and we talked about LeBron and everyone's contribution in that win. Joel Embiid, your guy, had his signature moments in that game for sure. And Steph Curry, though, they're not still within even a striking distance without Curry keeping them in that game. And let's also call another thing. We're talking about Steph Curry. Did he have his all-time great moment in the gold medal game? The reason, part of the reason, and I would say a huge part of why the world is actually right at the doorstep for the United States and why we actually are in danger of losing some of these gold medals and why we did lose in 04, but why we're in danger now and with these really tight games is, the Dream Team in 92 and that really, set a global basketball on a different course. But it's because of Curry. Curry shooting in the way and changing the NBA in the way he did, which is that you cannot dispute, also had an effect on the rest of the world. Look at all the guys who come from different countries now, let alone our own country. What's the one thing they all can do? They can all shoot. And Curry rose above the best of the best on his own team and globally. I just think that he deserves this moment more than anyone.
I can't buy that argument. Because back in the day, Oscar Schmidt and Brazil, those guys, the outside, Europe's always been able to shoot. They actually were shooting before Steph Curry was.
The big men?
But okay.
A little bit.
Wemby said that he was more inspired by KD than Curry. But Wemby did hit some outside shots. I mean, geez, my Wembanyama's going to be a bust take. Looks worse than ever. But regardless.
You plotted out your route, by the way, to San Antonio. We took care of that while you were there.
I kept talking about that. I was telling my kids, I said that guy was going to be a bust. They're like, Dad, you're an idiot. Because Wembanyama looked great. But the thing about Curry and this team, honestly, I'm not sure the world is catching up like everyone says. I just don't think this was a great U.S. team because they're anciently old. Honestly, I think there's a U.S. team that could have beaten this team. You could add a second full U.S. team that could have beat this team. I'm being dead serious.
I know, but then why didn't the younger guys play?
Well, because LeBron has so much power in the NBA that he died.
Anthony Edwards, believe me, they tried to put him in against Serbia and he couldn't hit a shot. It's all chemistry and timing.
And honestly, you could put a team with, if you added Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Anthony Edwards and guys who weren't on the team, like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, my point being they didn't play Tatum, you could have put a young team that could have really challenged this team. And I think that this is not, I'm just going by obvious fact that LeBron is old, KD is old, and Curry had to come in 36 and be great. And Joel Embiid was hobbling, and he did play great against Serbia, but honestly, there's some vulnerability in this team. I think that everyone's panicking about 28. I'm not at all. I think the 28 team is going to be better.
Well, they probably will because they will be younger. But
except LeBron is going to try and get on that team.
Maybe. We're talking about Steph Curry, though, and was this an all-time moment for him in the gold medal game because he, was hitting shots from everywhere. He was the closer. Guys standing around watching Steph Curry just take care of business. There's another reason why I think saying that this is his greatest moment is not an insult to him in any way. Look at the response and the reaction of two other athletes in these Olympics. Novak Djokovic, who's done everything you can possibly do in his sport, weeping, openly weeping by winning a gold medal. This meant something to him. And two, look at Jokic. Jokic won the bronze. Have you seen the video of him celebrating? I mean, he hasn't gotten this excited since, a Serbian horse race.
So the third race went off and whatever. But he was hammered, though, man.
Since he, camped out at the Serbian OTB.
He was drunk.
Jokic, I get it. But it's like he won the title for the Nuggets, and it was like, ho-hum. I don't even want to stick around for the parade. Get me out of here so I can get back to my horses. He won the bronze medal. They beat Germany for Serbian basketball, and he's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the bus. He's
hammered.
Fine. But nonetheless, excited, super excited. And so if it's good enough for Jokic to be almost, at least outwardly, more excited to win a bronze medal than win an NBA title, I think it's fine to say Steph Curry's greatest moment happened in the Olympics.
Well, another thing, too, about Djokovic. Djokovic is never going to beat Alcaraz again the rest of his life. I mean, that is very evident. I don't think he ever wins another major because he can't beat that dude, so he beat him in the Olympic format, whatever. We're not going to get into that. Carmelo Anthony had all these great Olympic moments, and that's sort of one of the things he's remembered for.
And we'll probably get him to the Hall of Fame.
But I think when you talk about that formula, Carmelo's remembered for those moments because he was disappointing as an NBA player.
Okay, well,
Curry has not been disappointing as an NBA player.
Kobe's remembered. I know you don't
redeemed
think so.
Team, yep.
But redeemed team, I know you have beef with the redeemed team. But Kobe was that guy in the gold medal game where everyone's looking around like, oh, no, what are we going to do?
Yep.
And Kobe took it home. So
yeah, but I mean, Kobe's legacy is so rich with actual NBA playoff experience. I don't think that really gets into the first five paragraphs of the bio.
Do you think this was Steph Curry's greatest moment? 855-212-4227. Can I tell you two other thoughts that I had about Steph Curry? And I'm curious if anyone else is with me on this. Are we not lamenting what would have happened if Durant just stays?
Yep.
I know he tore the Achilles. I get it. It would have been a long road back. But the fact that the Warriors won again in 22 and beat the Boston Celtics, I mean, how many more could they have ripped off? Like, I'm watching Kevin Durant hug Steve Kerr. You know, guy couldn't stand and had all these conflicts with, if you read Ethan Strauss's book. And it wasn't just about Draymond. It was also about Kerr. And it's like, man, could they have bridged that gap? You know, we got Bob Myers on TV for a million hours. Can we get some commentary on that? That was the one thing I thought.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, if you look at it, how many more would they have actually won? Because Durant did miss a...
Look how good Durant's playing. What if he was on the team right now? They wouldn't be losing to the Sacramento Kings in the play-in. I bet that.
Well, Durant didn't really fully get back to 21-22. And they
maybe
won that. The Warriors won that title.
But maybe 23, maybe 24.
I don't. So the last 2 years, I just think the West has gotten pretty tough. I'm not so sure they get out of that. I'm not sure overall. Because, come on, they won the title without him.
I get it.
So, it would have been. I'll tell you one thing it would have been better for is Kevin Durant. Anything but Phoenix would have been better for Kevin Durant. That thought jumped into my mind watching him with this USA team. I'm like, oh, man, it stinks that LeBron's never going to do anything in the playoffs with this Lakers team. It kind of stinks that Curry is on a fading Warriors team. But KD is stuck. I mean, that
is
a terrible way to end his career.
But Booker was one of the closing guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you have two of the best, seemingly two of the best five guys that the United States has to offer.
But we know it. That team is run by knuckleheads in Phoenix.
Well, that they've got no depth and nothing like that. Nothing like the depth of Team USA. And then, so we're talking about Steph Curry and was the Olympics his signature moment of his career? I say yes, and Perloff says no. The other thing, did anyone else think this just a little bit? And I know this one's going to get me in trouble. Do you do the night-night when it's the Olympics?
Do it like three times. They night-nighted on the first, the second three, and the third three.
Okay. Is there something about, you know, the Olympic spirit, guys? And I'm not trying to do I know I got in trouble with this with Noah Lyles, and I said, can you really call yourself the fastest man on the earth when you win by 5/1,000ths of a second?
I saw that, by the way, and I was... I just wanted to call in and complain about that take, but go ahead.
Well, you weren't alone. It was 100-0. That one was
like an airplane, get in line.
That was extremely unpopular. Yes. The phones have been ringing off the hook. Pete knows that because everyone is lining up to disagree with me. I got it. I hear you loud and clear. All the FUs, I saw them. Do you do night-night at the Olympics? It's one thing to talk a lot of trash in the NBA. I get it. But I thought the Olympic spirit was maybe a little bit different. Do you do the petty stuff? He can't guard me. You know, it's the Olympics. It's supposed to have a different vibe than the normal NBA stuff.
A related question. Since when is there an MVP for the men's Olympic basketball team? I know there's been a couple other ones. It is the stupidest award in the history of sports. It is all about the team, and then you give MVP. So Nike somehow squirrels their way into this and gets LeBron the MVP in some Phil Knight Masterstroke. It is the dumbest award I've ever seen in my life.
This was a Nike thing?
Well, everybody thinks
that. What are you, Jaylen Brown?
Everyone thinks
the conspiracy theories?
Everyone thinks that Nike forced LeBron into, like, this was all, like, what LeBron stat padding and winning this MVP was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And I know Pete Pilates with me because he did not appreciate when LeBron pushed that kid last night either.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah, Mr. Megastar, I get lost, all right?
Yeah, but this should not have an MVP. Related to your take, there should be no MVP of Team USA. It's Team USA. You're doing it for your country. It's not about individual performance. You're right. It shouldn't be about the night either.
Yeah, just I was like, oh, we're doing night to the France team. Like, what do we, you know, if anyone had a reason to actually clap back at the crowd, it would have been Embiid, who really took the brunt of it. All the boos. And I get it. You know, he kind of spurned that team in the country. I understand. And the booing is one thing. And I'll never tell fans not to boo. It's totally within your right in sports. Are we doing night? I know Steph is the petty king, but don't you put the pettiness aside for the Olympics? Like, I know people cheat in the Olympics. It's not perfect. Pete hates it. It pretends to be this thing. Like, it's flawless and clearly it's very flawed. But again, do you save the petty stuff for?
We're lucky Kevin Durant didn't want to trade. I mean, you're dealing with the ultimate in terms of pettiness. This is what they are.
Don't you put it aside, though.
You should, but they're not gonna.
855-212-4227. Can we put it up on the poll? EJ's in the home studios. He doesn't want to do it. I feel like EJ's going to do a protest here. You don't want to put this poll up?
Thinking about it. I'll be honest. I don't understand these takes this morning. I'm sorry. I've sat through this morning between LeBron pushing a kid when he didn't push a kid to Steph do his signature celebration that he does all the time when he closes games out. What are we talking about?
Well, you don't wear the same numbers.
MVP awards? It was a basketball tournament. Of course it's going to be an MVP award.
I know, but that's
what
new.
What is going on today?
That's new this cycle.
No, they've had.
No, I know, but
Manu won it. There's been three MVPs randomly. They had it in 2004, then they got rid of it, and then they brought it back because it's so stupid.
Interesting.
It's stupid. It's a basketball tournament. Usually, you do award somebody the best player.
Who's the MVP of the volleyball tournament? Like, they don't do it for other sports.
I don't think so. But
it's a basketball thing. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't love the MVP thing. It does feel, I don't know if it's Nike behind it, but it does feel a little like silly. I just think that you don't wear your same number when you're on the Olympic team. You know,
right. Yes.
You change a lot of things. You don't start if you're, you know, certain guys. You have to play on the bench. You accept a different role and you kind of you don't become a different person, but you play a different way maybe. And to do the night and then to have it in French on the shirt, new or whatever. I'm going to butcher that. To have that on your shirt, too, it's like you've got merch. You've got night in French merch. I mean, how much are we really trolling the rest of the world now? You don't have to. You won the gold. And by the way, you were the favorite. It'd be one thing, I think, to talk a lot of trash if you pull an upset. You're the favorite. It's Team USA. You did Steph Curry things. We know you're amazing. You don't have to troll everybody.
I mean, he's just trying to sell some merch, Maggie. You know what I mean? He's just trying to sell some merch out here.
I'll just make better basketball shoes, and everyone would just buy those.
Oof.
But Maggie, there was nothing else about his performance that was unlike Steph Curry. Was the handle different? No. Was the step back different? Was the stroke different? Everything you saw from Steph was what you see in the NBA. So, of course, we're wanting to see LeBron do his stupid crown thing every time he comes on camera. We want to see Steph Curry do his night when he hits these remarkable threes. Like, that's why the people are there. I mean, you saw the crowd and how they were reacting. The French announcers were calling him this devil named Curry. They didn't know what was going on. This is how awesome this was. Of course, they got to bring everything they bring to the NBA to that Olympic stage. That's why they're there. Otherwise, just send the college kids back.
Yeah, well, I was dying to see LeBron celebrate. Get out of here. Me and Pete, old school. Pete, help. Jump
the
in
crown,
there.
The
no
crown.
More LeBron, enough.
855-212-4227.
Dancing in the club as he burns a fan. Oh, what a guy.
Man,
a lot was going on. Running up on the king, though. I mean, that is.
Come on. He's asking for a picture. No. He didn't take his wallet.
No. Well, Ayesha Curry did get assaulted. By the way, so something did happen to a member of Team USA.
It's a kid with a camera.
I know. There was a lot to unpack. If you're just waking up, you're not sure about all these. We'll get you all the details of the aftermath after the party is the after party. And some things happen after the game. You mentioned Ayesha Curry. We'll get into that. Mentioned LeBron. Get to that. But now it's about Steph Curry. Steph Curry, was this his signature moment of his career? And two, can you do the night-night stuff? Do you do the petty stuff at the Olympics? Or was that bad form? 855-212-4227. We're all back together. And we've got Andrew Bogish who's got headlines for us. Next, one NFL Pro Bowler wants a change of scenery, and he's putting it out there. And we're not talking about Brandon Ayuk. More Maggie and Perloff.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In just moments.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. So, I was on JetBlue. I'm just going to call them out right now. Both there and back on my trip to California, and my TV didn't work for either of them.
Brutal.
And it happened all the time. I had my headphones all set to go, and I couldn't see anything. So, I had to watch other people's screens, which I always do on a plane. Do you do the same thing?
Absolutely. I can't help it.
Yeah. So, the person next to me was watching Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen. Yeah. That show was funnier than we think, because Charlie Sheen was hysterical.
Did we not give them a high enough seed in our sitcom?
Probably not. And because I think the show fizzled a lot after Charlie Sheen lost his mind.
Yeah, went on Dan Patrick's show and said he had tiger blood.
Yes.
Maybe it fizzled.
Actually, or maybe that made it better. But and then two rows up, I watched Mamma Mia twice. Because multiple people were watching Mamma Mia for some reason with Meryl Streep. Funny film. They were all singing and dancing.
No sound, though.
Yeah, there was no sound. No, but I've seen the movie so many times, I know it. Don't ask.
You got the gist. What do you think about, I know they tell you, like, be aware of your surroundings, but the people who are watching stuff on planes with just blatant nudity.
Yeah, that's weird. I would never do that. You mean on their laptops or on the screen?
I would say either. Like, sometimes you could end up in a couple Game of Thrones episodes Ooh. Where it's just, like, total full frontal, male and female. Good morning, Bogish. Mm. You know, people watching weird stuff on their laptop. It's not porn, obviously. That'd be insane. But it's some crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's not good. I would not do that on a plane. I would not watch Game of Thrones. I've seen other people do it and wondered, do you angle the laptop towards you or do you sort of fast forward that scene when they're
watching Monsters Ball?
Right. Don't do that. It's like my kid, I'm walking my kid back from the bathroom, like, don't look.
I did something pure Perloff, by the way, and you will know what I'm talking about. There's a movie called The Boys in the Boat about the 1936 Olympics where a U.S. crew was competing against Germany for the gold medal in crew.
Yeah.
I think Redford or somebody famous, George Clooney directed it. I was like, don't watch the last scene. This is to my right, about three rows up. Don't watch the last scene because I want to watch this later and rent it at home. But I was glued and USA won and it ruined the whole thing. Now I don't need to see it.
I know, but this is actually anti-Perloff because usually you watch the first 5 minutes of something and then go to look Wikipedia. It up.
No, I know, but I didn't have internet access, but I ruined the movie. There's no reason. Why would I watch it now? I watched the last 20 minutes on mute.
To be honest, you didn't think the U.S. was winning that one? You didn't think we were pulling that one out?
I had no idea. Actually, when this movie came out, I'm like, I remember Jesse Owens, of course. I've never heard of a famous USA crew team. I'm like, why are they even making this movie?
They finished fourth?
It's called The Boys in the Boat. Has anyone seen it? It was kind of a big movie.
Yeah, well, I've definitely heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Well, USA won. I just spoil it for everybody.
Yeah,
landed on the moon.
Spoiler, right. Most things that have to do with World War II, we come out on the good side.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It was pretty cool for what I could tell, for three rows up with no sound.
I do it. I watch everyone next to me. I'm just blatantly staring at their screen.
Yeah, I can't help
it. Leaning over, I'm like, can you start it again? Can I have one of your earpods?
Or if there's subtitles, then you can actually follow it. It's pathetic.
It's always movies I would never choose for myself too. It's like, well, yeah. I guess I'm watching a Marvel movie, which I never watch. Nothing like that. It's like, oh, I guess I'm here watching John Wick.
Yeah, meanwhile,
I would never choose that.
The only thing that worked on my screen in front of me was the My Trip function, so I could see that my plane was over Albuquerque. So I'm like, well,
you know, there's a term for that now, but I'm not going to say it because
really,
I don't think I can say it.
A term for what?
There's a term now for people who just stare at their screen. Yes, EJ, you're nodding. I see. Can I say that word on radio?
Why not? It's the term used for this thing.
For staring at your screen?
Yeah. I've been trying to get this in the show, by the way, for like 3 weeks.
It's been on our notes. I've seen it, and I've been ignoring it.
Bogus looks, Andrew Bogus looks it's awfully nervous.
It's been mentioned on other shows.
On this network, but on, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't count, though.
Yeah.
They don't have rules over there.
That's true.
They say some words over there that we
Can you whisper it to me off camera? Can we turn our mics off for 1 second? Can I weigh in on this before we make an executive decision?
Bogus, you're the newsman here. Do you have a euphemism for this?
I mean, I can... A euphemism? That is the euphemism. Do you want the literal...
Is there another word? Can you thesaurus this thing?
I'll give you some. It's doing something without protection.
That's what you normally...
Why is that? So wait... You're telling me, okay.
There's a crude name for that decision.
And this is why EJ's been putting it on the rundown and I've been ignoring it.
But what is that? Okay, I think I know the word you're talking about.
Yeah, it starts with raw.
Yeah. Why is that? So why is staring at your screen that thing?
That's what they're calling it.
Find another term.
Because you're not bringing
that term.
You're not bringing any enhancements, I guess, into it. You're just sitting there staring at the flight path.
Like David Putty in Seinfeld.
Yeah. Just stares at the back of the seat.
Doubles! Yeah.
I still have only read the term, like, on online stories. I have not heard David Muir say it yet on, like, ABC Nightly News. So I don't know where the mainstream media has landed
We'll use Lester Holt from here on out. Right. If Lester says it, then we can say.
A new word has been added to the vernacular today.
Merriam-Webster as their word of the year.
So does this mean when you don't watch a movie or that
anything?
You do nothing, no music, no drinks.
You just sit there and look at the screen. That's it.
By the way, it's all fake. Nobody's actually doing this on a 24-hour flight to Singapore.
Well, someone might be. Someone might be nervous as hell.
No, I got to tell you.
You think you're watching and then what? Something happens to the plane and you're going to be like, we're going down now. I'm so glad I'm watching the map.
You're holding on to the seat.
70% of the TVs did not work on this JetBlue flight, so there was a lot of people doing that thing, staring at, Great, we're over at Topeka. Yay.
Hi, Topeka.
I love the MyFly tool, though. That's like one of the best things ever invented.
What, you want to see your altitude and how cold it is out there? Do you find that interesting?
When I was flying to Iceland, I was like looking. I'm like, wow, the Labrador Sea. Like, what? Yeah. I didn't even know this existed. I'm look at all those dogs.
You've never seen a globe
You and I
before.
Are exactly. I'm like, I want to know what body of water I'm
still
over.
Water.
Look at those dogs down there, man. That's crazy. They're like, in the water.
Do you know what it is in Celsius out there?
Yeah.
It is.
My God.
Freezing.
I had a confusing thing.
No one
opened
the window.
So we were flying into the airport, and I guess there was no runway for us, so we had to circle. So it said 4 minutes left till we landed. It said 4 minutes for about 18 minutes. I was like, well, my trip is off. Because it said there were 4 minutes left, and it's been stuck there as we circle the stupid airport.
Once we were circling an airport, and my husband's appendix started to burst.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Man.
Thank you, LaGuardia. Almost killed him.
Was he watching a movie during this experience?
Yeah, he was watching, Back to the Future, so everything was fine. No, it was rough. We had to go straight to the hospital from the airport.
Oof.
I know.
He felt bad the entire time, and you were waiting to get off?
Just as we were circling, all of a sudden he's like, I don't feel so well. I'm like, well, we were just at a wedding last night. Maybe you're just feeling a little hungover or something like that. He's like, no, something's wrong. And we landed. And his mom is, my husband's mom is a physician, and he called her. He's like, my stomach's been hurting for like 40 minutes. She's like, go to the hospital. Note to everybody, if your stomach's been hurting for an hour, go to the hospital. There you go. Bogus, you have headlines for us.
Not medical advice, though.
Did see that appendix left turn.
Sorry. He's fine. But we just gotten married. I'm like, man, you had to tell that in sickness and in health, a bullet really in the chamber.
Well, because then you're getting into another plane etiquette thing. Your stomach hurts. You're circling. Because like, wow, I haven't been able to get into that bathroom for 20 minutes. It's been on a red light. Do I want to go to that bathroom, or am I going to go, if I can sneak into first class and use that bathroom after?
Probably another term that we also can't say on the air.
What's that term?
What you would have done to that bathroom.
You guys know what I'm talking about. You're standing back there, and you're standing back there. You're like, I don't even want to go in there now.
Never mind. I'll just have an accident.
Yeah. That's another plane etiquette. It's like, do you really, if you can wait?
Oh my God!
You wait. I mean, listen. If you're over Topeka, you just gotta go.
Why do you think Zoo's so interested in my trip?
I'm not exactly having burritos on the way way home.
Right now.
I used to take the bus to Boston to visit my wife in college.
Oh, dear God.
The bus bathroom is the worst bathroom because everybody deals with that no matter what you're doing.
No, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard, the bus bathroom.
Oh, that's
you are a special person if you are doing that to somebody in that back row on the bus, man.
That's the only time when cool kid's not in the back. When you're on one of those, like a Greyhound or whatever, you got to be right behind the driver.
I was in one of those going to Atlantic City, and those trips have a lot of people that use that bathroom.
Oh, yeah, they're
all 90.
Also, is that trip longer than getting to the moon? It's like, we're just going from New York City to Atlantic City. Why does it take 12 hours?
I have no idea. All I know is that Roxanne played about two times.
It's like being transported in a dump sometimes with the sewage.
Oh, man.
All
right, let's get to the headlines.
Sure.
Top of the muffin to you,
Bogus. Those headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
I need to win at blackjack to come back in a nice car, so I don't have to take the bus again.
You're playing the cards like your life depends on
That's right. Doubling down on 20.
The 49ers did not do Maggie any favors over the weekend, refusing to release her and the rest of us from the torture of the Brandon Ayuk stalemate. One solution could have been sending the receiver to Cleveland for Amari Cooper and picks, according to NBC Sports Bay Area. Ayuk apparently did want to sign long-term with the Browns, so that didn't happen. But Cooper might have been okay with San Francisco. His last Instagram post said, quote, LOL, I wouldn't mind at all.
By the way, thank you, Andrew Bogus, for saying this Brandon Ayuk saga has to end. It has gone on way too long. But I totally...
Thank you for parachuting in a week after we've been doing this. This hostage situation
has
been brutal.
We were doing it. I feel like we've been doing it for months. Yeah. And I do get that Amari Cooper tweet because it can't be fun to be in Cleveland right now.
See, I think this is a bad sign. This portends bad things because to me, Cleveland should be definitely a playoff contender, and maybe a sneaky Super Bowl contender. You have a two-time coach of the year. If Watson can play well, you have a good offense. Have you heard how Myles Garrett and David Njoku look in camp?
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Woof, woof.
Thank you, Zach.
I mean, Myles Garrett defense got absolutely torched by C.J. Stroud in the playoffs. I don't know. Cleveland seems to find the banana peel. Yes, logically, you say all those things, but nobody's picking the Browns to go to the Super Bowl because there's something about that organization. Why do you think Amari Cooper wanted out then?
No, I don't. See, I think that's a surprise. Like, I was shocked by this. I think there's certain places you want out. All right, you don't want to be in New England right now because they're going to rebuild. You know, maybe you don't want to be in Carolina right now or something like that. I thought the Cleveland is actually not a bad place to be. We were saying if you're Brandon Ayuk, I accept a trade to Cleveland.
Are you kidding me? Could go from San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan to Cleveland? I mean, honestly, Amari Cooper, like, receivers eat in Kyle Shanahan's offense. I can understand his point. No, Cleveland is, really, you believe that? Because Cleveland's had so much trouble, and it's also Cleveland.
They made the playoffs with their fourth quarterback last year. I think people like Cleveland, but we'll unpack more of that later.
Anytime we do free agency, no one's like, man, I got to get myself to Cleveland. Well, everyone wants to go to California.
But it's not Siberia like it was. It's not like when the Giants traded Odell Beckham there and it seemed like it was a punishment.
That was 3 years ago.
But if you're playing the game of where does Brandon Ayuk want to go last week, the Browns made exponentially more sense than the Patriots.
And maybe even more than Pittsburgh. I mean...
I disagree with that. I think players would much rather go to Pittsburgh as a Tomlin.
They love Tomlin.
Yeah, but Ayuk probably likes Deshaun Watson more than Russ or Justin Fields.
Nobody knows what Deshaun Watson is. I don't think so at all because of the unknown of his health.
Let's keep going because we can get back to that.
The last thing out of San Francisco is that they're talking contract again, which is one of the last things that we said last week is if they were both just putting things out there that they would never say yes to like they end up coming back together to get this done and stay in San Francisco. Like, they never intended to accept the trade, and he never intended to sign anywhere else.
An invitation.
Oh, why don't they just fly in the Joneses and make them negotiate this? I mean, these contract negotiations have gone way too long. I went on a week's vacation. I thought this would all be cleared up, and nothing has happened.
Nope.
If he had just accepted the trade to New England, this would have been over, but he didn't. Reportedly.
It was as exciting as a 13-12 fake game can be. The Rams stealing a preseason win from the Cowboys yesterday on Stetson Bennett's 6-yard TD throw with 4 seconds left after he threw 4.5 interceptions. Head coach Sean McVay.
But I think it's just about, hey, how do you stay together? How do you respond in the midst of it? And how do you know that, hey, all I can do is the next right thing? And that's exactly what he did on that last drive.
Bennett was 8 of 9 in that final drive. What would have been his 5th pick was negated by a Cowboy hold. Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce said yesterday he'll pick his starting QB, Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell, or retirement after their next preseason game, which is Saturday against those Cowboys. Baseball last night, the Mariners roughed up the Mets 12-1 for a 3-game sweep. Seattle's won 4 straight, remains in a virtual tie with the Astros atop the AL West. And a question for the group, why does Noah Lyles hate the NBA so much? He once critiqued the finals champs, saying they're not the world champions. And now he's mad at Adidas because the shoe company recently invited him to a shoe release party for Anthony Edwards. Lyles is in negotiations with the company for his own signature shoe. Adidas thought the invite was a nice gesture. Lyles did not, saying, "You want to invite me to an event for a man who has not even been to an NBA Finals in a sport that you don't even care about, and you're giving him a shoe? No disrespect. The man's an amazing athlete. He's having a heck of a year. I love they saw the insight to give him a shoe because they saw that he was going to be big. All I'm asking is, how could you not see that for me?"
I mean, it was just an invitation. He didn't have to go there and proclaim Anthony Edwards was the greatest athlete to ever live.
I mean, he barely won.
Yeah, right. I don't get this from Lyles. And this is after the fact when Adidas did give you a contract and did give you a shoe. So why are you complaining now?
I have no idea.
This is to our pal Sean Gregory, by the way, at Times.
Yeah, I do not understand this. Noah Lyles, it's one of the most fascinating Olympic journeys I've ever heard in my entire life. His whole thing is nothing is straightforward.
Absolutely not. I mean, wins gold by a nose hair. Gets the bronze, but we've learned he has COVID after the race, which is a triumph, really, because you won the race with COVID, and he still competed, and now we get this sour grapes thing. Like, and also, why bring Anthony Edwards into it? I wouldn't unnecessarily cause some beef there.
It makes me appreciate your Noah Lyles barely won take more. Now I'm on your side.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that's I'm on your side. I'm going down with the ship.
In the whole world.
But yours is out of malice. Maggie wasn't trying to be mean to Noah Lyles. If you're on her side now because of this.
The end result was what Maggie said was not pro Noah Lyles.
No, but she didn't do it just like because she didn't like him. Or because he called out Devin Booker. I don't know the motivation.
We were spoiled by Usain Bolt kind of celebrating as he did the last 5 meters. Like, that is... But Noah Lyles did was a normal 100-meter win.
Yeah, and it was... Yeah, wasn't Usain Bolt throwing up a peace sign like Tyreek Hill.
That was the most awesome thing ever.
Okay, we got to leave it right there. Bogish, thank you so much. Lots more to get to. We have a lot of that Cowboys stuff to unpack. Bogish gave you the Rams side of things with Stetson Bennett. Not looking awesome. We had a whole Trey Lance situation that we have to get to. Also, Perloff thinks I got something way, way, way wrong. Are you going to agree with me? Are you going to agree with him? We'll do that next. Maggie Perloff. Together, Perloff's back from vacation. Missed the landslide of negative response I got to saying that Noah Lyles really can't claim to be the fastest guy on the planet when you win by 0.05 of a second.
Guys weren't happy about that. God.
I get it. I still get it. I continue to see your responses, the expletives and all. But Kevin is in Oregon, has a thought on Noah Lyles, the American sprinter. Kevin, how are you?
Good, good. How are you doing?
We're great. What's up?
Good. Well, you know, I was thinking about this. I don't think there's a lot of prize money for elite track and field athletes in competition, right? I mean, they get their money from appearances, endorsements, and things like that. So acting like this towards Adidas seems to be biting the hand that feeds him. And, I mean, he could end up screwing himself in the end if he doesn't watch out because, you know, if I was somebody who was thinking about endorsing him and he was acting this way, I'd just say, forget it. We'll find somebody else.
Yeah, what Kevin is talking about is a story we brought you last hour, which was Noah Lyles told Time magazine that he was offended that Adidas would invite him to a party for Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves to celebrate his signature shoe. Meanwhile, Adidas ended up giving Lyles a shoe and all of the stuff. But Kevin, it's a great point. This is how you're going to make your money. Like, this is how you live forever off of these gold medals is being associated with being a winner and all of that. I think it's a great point, Kevin.
Wait,
I'll tell you, if he doesn't watch out, all he's going to get is a shoe.
They did give him a track shoe or a shoe? Like what
yeah, they gave him. They ended up giving him a contract, at least according to the story. I haven't seen it. I don't know. There's a massive Adidas store in New York City we could probably walk by. I'm sure he's plastered all over the windows. But
I just think he's sort of he has this sort of arrogant, entitled attitude, it seems, based on this story. Now, I don't know the guy. I don't know anything about him. But I heard him talk before before his races, and he seems a little bit full of himself.
You know, here's the thing, though, Kevin. He backs it up. So I think that there's like a to the victor goes the spoils kind of thing. And sometimes we love it, and thank you for the phone call, when athletes, you know, are big personalities, out there calling their shot, bragging a lot. And I think that, you know, Noah Lyles certainly deserves, you know, all the good things coming his way. There were a couple things I think that rubbed people the wrong way a little bit. The entrance to the 200 was something, especially knowing he had COVID. Perloff, I'm not sure if you saw this one on vacation. I know you said you were watching a lot of Olympics.
Yeah.
They all get introduced, all the sprinters, and they kind of come out one by one. Listen, it's a show, and the whole race lasts 20 seconds, so you got to beef this thing up a little. But he basically did a victory lap before he even raced. He was so hyped on adrenaline, and then he gets the bronze. But I think that was a triumph because he had 102 fever. I mean, he was sick. He had COVID.
Okay, so all right. For some reason, I couldn't figure out how to change the channel on my in-laws' TV. Very complicated remote. And I was watching E, and I was seeing more of the side events. I did not see. We could get the trackers. E. We could get the trackers swimming when it counted. But I saw these incredible things where these six women dance and throw balls up into the air like Will Ferrell in Old School.
Yeah.
It was amazing. But I have a question. are people ripping him for being contagious with COVID at that 200? Is that a topic?
So, yeah, it was. I think that most people believe that, you know, it was really the Olympic Committee said it's up to the athlete, right?
Okay.
They took it out of their hands and put it in the athlete's hands, and it looks like he did try to do everything the right way. He immediately quarantined himself. He was wearing a mask when he was around any okay. other sprinters.
So we're going to do our Maggie and Perloff stock up, stock down. I have a lot of Olympic heroes. Noah Lyles really wasn't mine. I understand that he went with COVID, but you're only running 200 meters. If he had won the marathon with COVID.
Wow. would be cool. Running against the other fastest people alive, right?
I know, but it's a sprint. It's not the, you know, when you're sick, it's the endurance that goes down. Like, you're just like, boom. You could, when you're sick, you could give you a good minute. Like,
you know, he has asthma too. Like, this would have been, this is hard. Also,
oh, get out of here.
If he ran the marathon with COVID, he'd never make it. Like, there's no way.
That woman who won the marathon won raced three long distance races, won gold in all three. Now, that's impressive.
Saw that.
Not 200 meters.
She also, she won the marathon in 2 hours and 22 minutes. You're just basically in an outright sprint for almost 30 miles.
Stunning. And it was so close at the end. That was crazy. But yeah, I just think that if you're sprinting, I mean, when you're sick, you can fake it for a good minute on a call.
What, with DayQuil?
Yeah. Just like, you know, I think it's impressive.
Fake it on a call.
But there's a lot going on with this Noah Lyles. I think that shoe thing really turned me off on this guy.
We'll see how much traction that story ends up getting. Can I just pause on one thing for a moment? Why are your in-laws, who are like these accomplished academics, why are they watching the E! Channel?
No, we were. Okay. I sound like I'm about 1,000 years old because I couldn't work the remote, but they're very specific. My father-in-law, God bless him, wonderful man, but if you screw up his remote, he will be mad. He'll be secretly mad for a week.
I get it.
So you hit the speaker button, say, Siri, watch Olympics. And for some reason, it was a time of day where it went to E. We were watching dressage or something. And then we could never figure out how to change the channel to the other Olympics, which was fine because we watched, you know, the silly side events, which are ping pong, which was great.
Lovely. The Ryan Seacrest coverage.
It was all actually super entertaining and dramatic. You know, I did miss the sprints, but we might have been out as well.
You realize your father-in-law is cursing you right now. I mean, awake. Like,
no, I do realize he's definitely not watching now. He will watch. He'll listen to the podcast.
Okay. Well, he has every right to be mad. You can't come into somebody's house and mess up their TV.
No, he's not mad because I respected that and did not mess up his TV. So we were good. But you know what I'm talking about.
He's got nothing but fashion police. And this is somebody who's like one of our most accomplished professors.
Yeah, he's a brilliant man. He's a brilliant man. But for some reason, every time they choose a new TV, they're like, let's get the most complicated remote setup. There's like 9 different things. And somehow there's still DVDs floating around. Like, they just do not have a simple solution. And I get it, too. And it's a sports issue as well. Now that everything's going to streaming, I mean, geez, what a pain in the neck it is to just watch sports now.
Can I pause on this for a second? Because I'm going to sound like the old woman waving her hand at the cloud. But TVs are so complicated now. You want to know where it really hurts me in my personal life?
Where?
My kid's 5 years old. When I was 5 years old, I could wake up on a Saturday morning, go downstairs, turn the TV on, and like get myself a box of cereal or something and let my parents sleep for another hour while I watch Saturday morning cartoons.
Love it. Me too.
My kid, there's no way he's figuring out our TV. Yeah. And even if we left it for him the night before, like on Nickelodeon or something, it all restarts every time you turn it off.
Well, TV is a punishment for kids now. They think it's the most boring dinosaur thing of all time. If they can't control it on their phone, their brains, I was just reading a book about how their brains are wired differently. TV is not their thing, from what I understand. And you'll get that with your son soon. Like, but if you can't swipe, what are you doing?
If he could watch an hour of Paw Patrol while me and my husband get another hour of sleep, I mean, I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, give it a couple of years. He won't want to do Paw Patrol. He'll want to do TikTok, and you'll be like, uh-oh.
Oh, God. Not there yet. Okay, we still have lots to unpack. Perloff is back from vacation. I know you are absolutely chomping at the bit to talk about preseason and how the rookie quarterbacks all looked over the last couple days. Wow. We'll tell you who was the best of the best and who was the worst of the worst. We'll do that next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.